This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Israeli forces pushed deep into the ruins of Gaza's northern edge on Monday to recapture an area where they had claimed to have defeated Hamas months ago. While at the opposite end of the enclave, tanks and troops pushed across a highway into Rafah. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says his troops are locked in intense battles with the advancing Russian army in two border areas. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Zelensky said fierce battles are taking place near the border in eastern and northeastern Ukraine as outgunned and outnumbered Ukrainian soldiers try to push back a significant Russian ground offensive. Analysts say the Kremlin's forces are aiming to exploit Ukrainian weaknesses before a big batch of new military aid for Kyiv from the U.S. and European partners arrives on the battlefield in the coming weeks and months. Meanwhile, the death toll from a Russian apartment building collapse blamed on Ukrainian shelling rose to at least 15. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Former U.S. President and current Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump's criminal trial in New York is expected to hear his former lawyer turned tormentor Michael Cohen testify Monday about his role in what prosecutors say was a cover-up of payments to hide an affair. On his way into court, Trump had this to say.
This trial is rigged. It's dishonest. It's a disgrace to New York. It's a disgrace to the country. I should be out campaigning now instead of sitting in a very cold courthouse all day long. This is a Biden prosecution. It's election interference.
For more stories, you can visit us online at voanews.com. You can also follow the Voice of America on social media. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma now reports on two disturbances in Indonesia, a volcano eruption in North Maluku, and flash floods in Sumatra.
Mount Ibu, a volcano in Indonesia's northern Maluku province, has erupted, spewing thick grey ash over 16,000 feet into the sky. Sofyan Prumulyana, a volcano observer, says, "We can see that there's an ejection of material from the peak, with the ash now heading towards the west." Officials say more than 13,000 people live within a three-mile radius of the northern side of the crater. Meanwhile, rescuers have recovered more bodies after monsoon rains triggered flash floods on Indonesia's Sumatra island, leaving more than 40 people dead and over a dozen missing. The heavy rains, along with a landslide of mud and cold lava from Mount Merapi, has caused a river to breach its banks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Wildfires are raging across western Canada. In a briefing, Cliff Chapman with the British Columbia Wildfire Service says one of those intense wildfires, driven by high winds, threatens the town of Fort Nelson.
If you are still in Fort Nelson or anywhere in the evacuation order of the Parker Lake wildfire, I encourage you to leave. The fuels are as dry as we have ever seen. The wind is going to be sustained, and it is going to push the fire towards the community. Escape routes may be compromised, and visibility will be poor as the fire continues to grow.
Argentina's government is set to ramp up pressure on Venezuela to grant safe passage to six opposition aides who had sought refuge in its embassy in Caracas, official sources said, adding they were at physical risk if they didn't leave the country. Two senior Argentine officials told Reuters news agency that the administration of President Nicolas Maduro, who has looked to head off political rivals ahead of July presidential elections, had reneged on promises to allow the six to safely leave the country. Tunisia's public prosecutor extended on Monday the detention of two journalists, while lawyers began a one-day strike to protest against the arrest of a prominent critic of the president amid a growing political crisis in the country. Tunisian police stormed the building of the Deanship of Lawyers on Saturday and arrested Sonia Damani, a lawyer known for her fierce criticism of the country's president. For more stories, please visit us online at voanews.com. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.